Elect Cleaning Service.
Larry, what's going on? This is Manny giving you a call back from Local Splash this morning, brother. How's it going?
Oh, it's all right, brother. How you doing?
Man, excellent, excellent, man. Just getting out of meeting, and I was like, okay, well, I told him I'd give him a call back in the morning, see what you want to do, and what we going to have going on today?
Oh, man, I had Lynn to look over. She does a search, bro. And I went with, what I did was I gave her that yours and I gave her Ad IQ, remember? I'll tell you about Ad IQ. And he was trying to say he wasn't a Google partner.
Right.
Yeah, I gave her that one. And, Lynn say she choose you because of two reasons. Because I pretty much gave, she said, I know how you is with your word. You pretty much, you didn't just tell the man directly yesterday, but you said you had a pretty good long talk with him. And pretty much guaranteed. And I know you don't like to go back on your word, nothing like that. And another reason, I looked at both of them reviews and I searched them. She said, I would lean more towards the guy you promised that you'll talk to him in a day about it. And she was like, she said, the only thing I didn't like, you know, what they say they're going to do, you all, what you say you're going to do for me, that she didn't like was, she said, on your own page, you weren't practicing what you preach for us. Pitches. I didn't see no pitches on their thing, you know? I know really no advertising on that thing. She said, so that makes me, and she said, I know how you is, you into your content and your pitches and this and that, and I didn't see none of that on there, so I'm wondering now, would they be able to produce that for you?
Right.
And I was like, hey, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you know, we can't really actually do your posting on your Facebook, you know, like actually, you know, do updates on there, but we can post your pictures. So, you know, we can put it within your advertisement. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, as far as running your Facebook ads, that's what we're going to do. Like, we can't actually run your actual profile for you and actually do your posts daily or anything like that or putting your pictures up, but we can put your pictures up for you within your advertisement. So, you know, if you have, you know, certain ones that you want us to post towards the advertisement, then they're actually going to be out there, you know, with your, you know, your job work and everything, you know, being out on the forefront of your advertisement. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the thing is with, you know, with pictures and stuff, you can upload that stuff anytime. Like, hey, look at this job I did, you know, and that takes, you know, a quick 5 minutes or so to, you know, just put a post
so
up or whatever.
Do you create, like, wordings or any templates with it? I don't.
Yeah. We can actually create the actual phrases and words and, you know, and however
but,
you want. But
for that particular for that particular business.
Exactly.
I mean,
correct.
For that particular service. That's what
yep.
I meant to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So,
okay. How would I send you pictures and all that?
That'd be my onboarding team. So we have an onboarding team. So, you know, if you want to go ahead and move forward today, we'll set up schedule a time for them to go ahead and, you know, get everything set up, go over your, you know, your listing.
So that's going to take that's going to take a lot of technology to send all that to them or email them.
No. It'll probably, man, you can do it in email. So if you got pictures, you can just email it over to them and then they can actually post the content for you. So it's not like, you don't have to get all, you know, advanced in technology with it. So, you can keep it basic, email them the information, and, you know, and they can do your post and everything for you. But, yeah, that's how we run it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the only way y'all offer the posting for the social media, if I send the pictures?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, we could do stock, photos or whatever, but usually people like us to actually use their work because.
I'm all right with a mixture of both.
Yeah, and you can tell them, hey, I'm cool with doing both because, again, you know, you're going to have $100 going to your ad set monthly, you know, and so that's a lot of posting. Like, I mean, you can post, I mean, that's probably a couple of dozen if not more than that, you know, post, you know, in a month, you know, so okay. running those ads, you know, is definitely not,
get some interest in eye-catching ads, I better create them and then send them to you. Sound like
or you don't even have to create them unless you want to do that and send them over to them. You know, if it's certain wording that you want to use for certain advertisement, you could do that. But you don't have to do that, because that's the whole thing of, you know, kind of taking it off your plate. So, you know, if you send them, hey, use these, you know, 20 photos or 15 photos or 10 or whatever you have, you know, for, you know, your ad sets, then they'll get them all set up, you know. But if you have particular wording that you want to go on certain, advertisement, you know, they definitely can put it in there, you know. So it's you got lateral, you know, movement, however you want to actually, you know, kind of play with it. Yeah. And again, you don't have to run, you know, even if you say, hey, guys, let's just run $50 this week, I mean, or this, you know, month, and, you know, I just want to see how.
I would be coordinating. Communicate with somebody that do that.
Yeah, yep. Our onboarding team, they have a phone number, and you can also email them. So, you know, everything is going to be, they're going to give you all the information. But, you know, even after we do the sign up today, you'll get an email and, you know, everything, and we'll get your schedule for your onboarding meeting. So, yeah, it's easy, man. They make it really easy for you to go ahead and get everything, you know, set up and running. And your ads are going to run, you know, getting you set up today, your ads are going to run in about 7 to 14 days. You know, so it's not like it's going to take, you know, a full month or 2 months or anything like that. So, you know, and again, you're...
How long do you think it takes to get pretty much listed on Google?
I would say usually 30. Everything is 30 to 45 days for us to complete, you know, the things that we have to do on our end. Granted, like, let's say if you make them, you know, admin in your Google profile and, you know, on your Facebook site or whatever, they give you all the steps and, you know, help walk you through it. But, it's 30 to 45 days. We get you listed and then, you know, again, get you, you know, start getting those reviews stuff, you know, populated. Mm-hmm.
They specialize in, like, say, for instance, like I do janitorial, but some people Google office cleaning, something like that. They good at, hashtag and I mean what is it called the wording
the keywords and phrases
yeah.
That's what we actually do on your Google profile. And then, you know, remember I mentioned that you're going to get a custom dashboard. So the custom dashboard, you're going to be able to log in just to look, and it's you know, it's a basic cooler dashboard.
Y'all reset the Google up?
So what you would do is, if you already had, you know, set up a Google, profile, a Google business profile or whatever,
that was just something we throwed up 12 months ago when I first started, just to have a Google. I mean, it's okay, but I don't like it. I just didn't have time to do it. I want. Like change the pictures, that's it.
Right. They could go in and, you know, update the pictures, and, you know, you would just make them an admin. Like, cause we never take over your actual Google profile. Like, all you would do is go in and again, they'll walk you through it.
That's
but
what
you would just
say, that she's gonna add y'all as an admin.
Exactly. So, yeah, because we never take over your stuff, man, because, you know, it's companies out here that we've heard, you know, they end up changing total ownership over to that company, and they damn near, you know, keep their stuff hostage. You know what I'm saying? So we don't do that. You know, if anything, if you ever cancel the services, all, you know, you said Lynn, all she would have to do is go in and just delete them out of the account. But we'd have any, you know, it's no other access that we have to make changes, because if you just make someone just as like a, you know, an admin or authorized user, we can't do any type of billing changes or anything like that, you know, so everything stays in your hands.
Okay. So, I just pretty much, so when we get ready to set it up, I got to speak with them and get them all the information and all that.
Well, they just gonna basically kind of recap everything, because I'm gonna take information down, and then, you know, they're gonna just recap everything just to make sure that we didn't leave anything out, and you know, and if again, if you got any other questions or whatever, you know, they're gonna be the ones that can, you know, answer everything as far as, hey, what's the timeline where my ads will run, or if you want to tell them, hey, I want to run, you know, three ads, you know, a week, or, you know, I want to use the whole budget, because again, you don't have to use that $400 budget in a month. You can actually roll it over. So if you say, hey, I just want to use $50 this month, let's roll over $50 to the following month, because, you know, we can set those thresholds. So, you know, and we never go over the $100. The threshold is set at that. So if people are clicking on it, because, you know, again, the average click on Facebook ads, like if people are clicking for your services, it costs usually on average a 50 cent per click, you know, so you get a lot of clicks out of $100, you know what I'm saying? So it definitely is beneficial for you. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what's the total?
The total today will only be $249, but, you know, we could go ahead and, you know, get some information and walk through your profile setup, and I'm going to, you know, take that information down, and then we can do the payment and get you scheduled for your appointment.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let me get to what time you finished last working yesterday, man?
Probably around 8:30.
Man, he was out there all day. What time did you get started?
I started about 9. I started when I went to my shop and loaded up about 9. I started on the job about 10:30.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's all good, man. One of my guys, man, he tells me, he was like, you know, it's not work if you're doing something that you actually like doing. You know what I'm saying? It's something that you enjoy.
That's what keeps me thriving. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't mind doing it. I just got to find me some more help, you know, with better work ethics. I got one guy, he's pretty good. He's all right, but like I was checking him out yesterday. I think once my business pick up a little bit more, he gonna either have to pick it up or he got to go. I can't do it because it puts all the work on me. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
I already put it in my head and said in my head that the first 2 years I got to get it, you know, to get that foundation out. And I'm at 12 months now, so I got another 12 months. So, you know, yes.
Yep. You're doing the right thing, man. You know, but
yeah.
you'll find, you know, it's a lot of people out there hungry and ready to get it, man. And, you know, and I tell folks, man, you know, like, you know, some years ago, me and one of my friends, man, he's known for training dogs for like celebrities, ball players, wrestlers and everything. And, you know, we actually went in business back around 2007, 2008, and we were in car rental. We actually had a car rental franchise in Atlanta, Payless Car Rental. And we were in business, and I hate to tell people with, you know, Mike Vick, but we were in business with Mike Vick. And, you know, when everything happened with the dog, you know, with the dog fight and stuff, you know, our business ended up, you know, closing up. But, you know, I was responsible for revenue, doing revenue management, hiring people and everything. And, you know, I would give opportunities for people, you know, coming out of prison and stuff, man, because I always saw it as like, look, if, you know, no one will give them, you know, the opportunity to, you know, make a change in their life, then what do you expect people, you know, to, you know, do? And you can always find somebody that's hungry, that's really ready, that's like, hey, and on top of that, you know, I don't know if, you know, if you just doing contract to 1099 or, you know, if you hiring them on and, you know, paying them like a salary or check or whatever, but, you know, most states also give you, you know, tax breaks and benefits when you, you know, you hire, you know, ex-felons and stuff like that too, you know, so you can always find somebody that's going to work hard and go hard for you that's, you know, just looking for that opportunity, you know, so, you know, just a little info and stuff, man, but, you know, we definitely had, you know, a great, you know, success with, you know, the three people that we hired. It was a young lady that just came out of prison for like theft or whatever. But once you get her backstory, you like, I understand, you know, and, you know, two other guys, it was just like, hey, you know, life is, you know, life happens. And, you know, as black people, you know, we already got one hand, you know, tied behind our back, you know. And so, you know, you sometimes people don't have a fighting chance. So you just want to give people a fighting chance sometimes, you know.
I give people chances too. Like this guy, I really gave him a chance because last week one time he I pick him up right by my shop, right where my shop is at, where all my equipment is, and I pick him up at the I pick him up at the bus transit where all the buses come. And he never showed up. And then about 8 o'clock, he never showed up. And then I called him and texted him, his phone going straight to voicemail. And he gonna call me about 11 or 12 o'clock, saying that first he tried to tell me that he overslept. Then he told me he came all the way there and forgot his phone. And I was like, you know my phone number. And it's like 50 people standing at that transit waiting buses, because you got all the buses in the Houston area come through there. At least about 7 or 8 different buses come through there. So as people standing out there, you could have just told them, hey, can I call my boss? You got my business card in your payment wallet. Call my boss and tell him that, hey, I'm up here, nothing. And then he claimed he went all the way back home to get his phone. That's how he got his phone. And it's just a story that added up to me. So I kind of looked over it, and I picked him up the rest of the week last week and then this week. You know, and I just,
it just ain't working.
I'm gonna give him this here week, man. And if you don't move and groove like, see, cause, man, I'm 53 years old, man. I move like I'm 23. You know what I'm saying? See, you got an old 53 and you got a young 53. I'm a young 53.
Yep.
You feel me? And he 42, 41, and he can't move. He didn't even want to stay on the phone and all that. Man, now and then the people that I got cleaning some buildings from, and they females, they cool, they good. You know, they good. I let Tori kind of run that a little bit for me. But I just I'm trying to find me a helper, a good helper on my side. And then my wrestling dude, Shorty, he only strips and waxes with me when I have big floors, like at the airport, school. And daycares and stuff like that. He does that with me. You know what I'm saying? That's the only time he really worked with me, when I have those. You know,
gotcha.
Because he got something going on, so I call him on stripping wax. He keep his schedule available for that. But I need me a good helper with me, where I can train him good to work with me. And then once the Google thing pick up or whatever, I'm gonna get me a guy that I can like turn it loose and go one way. I mean, my helper can go one way, you know, because I'm a team all by myself, really.
Right.
And exactly. Like I'm saying, I'm willing to work like that for at least another year. And that's when the foundation, you know, but, yeah. But, we can get this historic. I'm going to get ready to run out this here door and leave. I'm still talking in my desk and sitting here.
It might take me about 10, no more than probably about 15 minutes to get everything from you, because I've just been filling out everything while we've been talking, too. Larry, what's your last name?
S-T period J-U-L-E-S Junior.
Hold on. Spell it for me again, Larry. Your phone broke up a little bit for me.
S-T period. J-U-L-E-S. Two different words. St. Jules.
Okay. Gotcha.
All Larry, right. Thanks. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Update that. And all right. And Larry, what's up? What address do you want me to put down for your business address?
Yeah, but I don't know my address.
Even if you work even if you're working from home, this is just for like Google verification, like just in case they got to send you anything. But
it's on there. It's on there, but I have my business about to set it up, so I don't want my address shown. But,
yeah, it'll stay hidden.
15827 Wisteria Hill, WISTERIA Wisteria Hill. Two different words. Hill, H-I-L-L. Street.
Okay.
Houston, Texas. 77073.
Okay. All right. Got that there. All right. And... all right, so I got your services off of your home advisor. So I got the carpet cleaning, the maid service. Yeah, you got a home advisor listing. Did you ever use them? Are you not?
Yeah, man, hey, I'm about to get off of them, man. Hey.
So I just copied the stuff that you put down. So, like, I got the carpet and the upholstery cleaning, the janitorial service, the power washing, and I got the maid service, the window cleaning and stuff like that that you had listed under the profile. But, you know, if it's something else that you want me to put under there, we definitely, you know, can get it listed for you.
So we got carpet cleaning. We got upholstery, mm-hmm. which is furniture cleaning. We got grout, tile and grout cleaning.
Okay.
So we got...
Let me put that...
Tile and grout.
Let me put that down there for you.
Got it?
Yep, getting it in here right okay. now.
Okay.
And grout tile.
Tile and grout.
And grout cleaning. All right, I got, so I'll just run it down real quick for you. So I got tile, grout cleaning, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Let's see, we got clean offsite carpets and rugs, clean drapes and curtains, cleaning and maid services. We have post-construction cleanup, window cleaning, clean gutters and downspouts, clean blinds and shades, clean range and hood, clean walls and ceilings, clean dryer vent. We have one-time maid service. We have clean home home carpets and rugs, clean upholstery and furniture, cleaning and maid services, janitorial service for business, power washing, power wash exterior surface. Anything else you want to add on there?
Yeah, that's fleet washing. Fleet washing.
Okay, fleet wash.
Multiple vehicles for companies. Fleet washing.
Okay. All right, let me put that fleet washing business.
And they two different categories. You got fleet washing and you got mobile detailing.
Mobile detail. Okay, gotcha. All right. All right, and let me get your floor buffing. Want me to put floor buffing in
instructions? You got stripping and waxing. That's my main thing.
Okay.
Right there.
Yeah, it's right.
called stripping and waxing, VCT tile or whatever kind. I do them all, but you could put, I don't know how y'all word it, is stripping and waxing floors.
Okay. I gotcha. Y'all already got your website there. You good? Got that? Did you want the little the Splash Call app, which is it gives you a free Google number and you can track your calls and record your calls. It's a free app, so it just allows you to see where your calls are coming from too. You know, if you want it, you can have it. If you don't need it, no worries.
I think it's good to have them.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think it is. I mean, you again, you can track where your calls are coming from, and it, allows you.
How do I go by using it?
So the onboarding team, they'll walk you through, the setup, once they set everything up and, walk you through step by step on how to use it.
Okay, you can add it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. All right, and let me get your service area here. So I got CityServe. I got you in Houston, Sugar Land, Friendswood, Deer Park, Laborte, Fresno, Alief, Pasadena, Pearland, Stafford, Highlands, Channelview, North Houston, Spring, Humble, Missouri City, Barker, Bel Air, Galena Park, Kingwood, and Manville.
What about the Woodlands? That's right down the street from Woodlands and Conroe.
Woodlands. Okay, let me put that in there for you. Yeah.
Where'd you get that from? Where'd you get that area from?
All that's on there, on your home advisor listing.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, let me put the Woodlands in there for you. And what was that other one you said?
Conroe.
Conroe, okay. Gotcha. And if our team has to follow up with you, is the best way to get with you is phone? You prefer phone over text and email?
You did already experience that, this phone number.
Gotcha. And hours of operation that you want to put down?
Huh?
Hours of operation?
We can put from phone ringing.
Like for customers, yeah, or, you know, business, you know, service, you know, areas or service times, I guess, you know, because I know your main service is kind of
24-hour water extraction.
Okay.
The water extraction, 24-hour water extraction. That's a service.
Okay, let me add that on there for you. That's good. Shit, and I know being in Houston with that low-lying area,
hold on. It's one of my business partners. Let me tell him.
Okay, no problem.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it could happen fast enough. I hung up on it. And I'm saying, what you want me to do? I know I'm supposed to be heading that way, but what you want to do? Okay. Well, I'm going to call you back if you figure it out. Female I work with. Cleaning, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so I got you down for the 24-hour water extraction. I know, like, the maid service and, you know, the cleaning services, because they could clean overnight. So, I mean, do you want to put, you know, this 24 hours is just to kind of have it open for your services?
24 hours, I open it, because that water extraction is 24 hours, dude. Put 24 hours. I get my phone anytime, all the time. I get calls, man, 10, 11 o'clock at night.
I believe it.
A lady called me last night by the carpet cleaner. But it's one of my customers. She called me like 9 or 10 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't expect nobody called by no carpet cleaner. You know.
Hey, it happens.
We responded by 10. So.
Good. All right. Walking through the splash app. All right. Okay. All right. So I got you on that, and got this information set up. All right. And let me go here. Create your profile. Boom. That was chic. Was that chic? James. Yeah. Alright, Larry, and I am ready for the card that you want to go ahead and put on file. Is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. And is that billing also to the 15827 Wisteria Hill Street?
Yeah, same. But I'm a my business account though plenty of funds in this one I'm giving you, so
okay, no worries, you can always, you know, edit it, so no problem at all.
You ready?
All right, and yeah, I'm ready for it.
5146-1601-4221-9910.
Okay, so I got 5146-1601-4221-9910.
And the expense day date is, the date is 0625.
0625, okay. All right, and security code?
923.
All right. So I've got that updated here. And all right. And Larry, I'm just going to do it. We just do this voice verification just for your, you know, protection. And, you know, just to make sure that we got everything clear and concise. So these are going to be just, you know, probably yes or no questions, or, you know, just verify certain things like business, how you want your business and stuff listed on, you know, on Google. So please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Elect, E-L-E-C-T, Cleaning Services with an S.
Okay. All right. And please state your name and title within the business.
Larry St. Jules.
Okay. All right. And are you, okay. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And are you authorized user on the billing of the account?
Yes.
All right. Are there any other authorized users on the billing of this account?
No.
Okay. All right. And in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 hours to phone calls, emails, or texts coming from Local Splash?
Yes, within minutes.
All right. All right. And hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
I
just mean if you decide to work. It just basically is saying, hiring us as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement? Just meaning if you're doing any other marketing or you decide to work with any other companies.
So what are you asking? Are you asking a yes or no question?
If you just basically agree just to let us know if you, are going to work with any other company.
Yes, and that home of ours is probably off.
Okay. No worries at all. I got you. Your payment for the initial term and the account setup will be charged today, which today's date is 10/4/2022, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden fees, no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or any charges of its kind. This is a reoccurring payment that will take place on the 4th of every month. Okay?
The 4th of
every month.
I keep that in mind.
Go ahead.
I have two other business partners that told me they're going to see what it's like and they're going to sign up. Them two follow me, if I give them the green light, they're going to go for it.
Cool. I appreciate it, brother. Yeah. All right. So this is a, this reoccurring payment that will take place on the 4th of every month, should you choose to pause or discontinue the agreement for any reason, you may do so by contacting our client support team at least 3 days prior to the billing date, which, again, the billing date is going to be on the 4th, so that's basically just contact us on the 1st.
Okay.
All right. All right. And do you agree, understand, to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
All right. So one last reminder, too. We're going to go through and just find a day and time to set up your onboarding meeting. So if once we set it and if you have, any conflicting schedules, you're going to get an email and a text an hour before. So you can respond to the text or email if you need to reschedule the appointment. So let me take a look on the calendar here and see what we have. We usually like to do it within one to two or 1 to 3 business days. So what actually works for you, Larry, on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday?
Hold on. Let me get
it. Okay.
That'll be the 8th or the 9th, you said?
Let's see. That will be, so it'll be the 5th, 6th, or 7th. So Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Which, you talking about this week, right?
Uh-huh, yep.
Let's do Wednesday. Tomorrow. That'll be tomorrow, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tomorrow.
What time are you looking at?
Let's do it preferably morning.
Okay. Let me see here. See what we have available. Okay, so I do have something that would actually be, let me click on it here. So I do have something around 8:30, between 8:30 and 9:30 on Wednesday. Does that work for you?
Okay.
All right. Let me put you down here.
I got 8:30 to 9.
Okay. All right. Let me get your email here. And so you'll get an email in just a second, just to confirm the time there. And you're gonna get a text in just a second. So that text is gonna have a link in it. It's gonna be your terms and conditions text. And so if you can open that up for me, I can walk you through it real quick. It's going to say, Larry, thank you for choosing Local Splash. You know, we sent a copy of your invoice to your email we have on file. So if you click on that little link, it's going to say my dot Local Splash in terms. And if you open that up, just let me know when you open it up, and I can walk you through this real quick.
I do it.
Okay. And so you'll see it just says, Google Business Profile Optimization, and it, gives you directory submission, landing page, you know, Google Ads or whatever, Google Workspace, LSA. It just gives you kind of update on in everything that, you know, we say we're going to do. And it also actually has the live client support team number. So it has a phone number and email, but you're going to have that in your invoice too. And they'll actually email it over to you. And then it has your product services, which you had a local bundle for $149. And then we have your $100 for your Facebook ads. If you click that little button right here, it says, I certify that I'm authorized holder and signer of the credit card and all the information is complete and accurate. And
you just type in your...
Right under cancellation and refunds. It's a little box to click on. And then you would just type in your name as it's written right there, Larry St. Jules. And then just confirm signature. And it'll kick back over to me and then send a copy over to you too.
Okay.
All right, you good. And it'll probably take you to a little space, page like the dashboard, like login. You don't have to worry about that. They're going to set up that dashboard login for you within about 7 days. So, you know, you'll get an email with all, you know, your login credentials there. So you are good. And I think I got everything. Let me make sure that I got everything for the notes section. You want the app. You already got your email. All right. Got
I gotta check them boxes off.
It should be just one box down there to click, and it should says I certify that I'm authorized holder and signer of the credit card, and all the information is complete and accurate. So yeah, just click. Check the box. Yep.
I did.
All right, and then if you got your name typed in that where it says sign, and then just hit confirm signature.
And that went to a username.
Yep, and that's fine. Yeah, that's just the dashboard. And again, that the onboarding team, they're going to get that set up for you within about 7 days for your login and for your
That's what that.
And yep, and so you got your appointment. We are good. I got your invoice process, and we are good to go, brother. So you're good, and you have your call tomorrow. And again, you'll get a text message and an email just reminding you an hour before. So just in case, you know, you gotta, you know, move it to a later time or date, just, you know, you can text them or email them back, and then just let them know that you need to change it. But other than that, brother, you are good, and I appreciate your business. And if you got any questions, I sent you my my phone number here. Let me take a look. Mr. Brown has sent it. Yeah, and then you got my email because I sent you an email yesterday, so you can give to a girl there. And I just sent you a text message, so that's my number there. And if you got any questions or concerns, brother, just definitely reach out to me, man. But I appreciate you, you know, giving us the business and opportunity for us to work with you and, you know, get everything moving and grooving for you, man.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you for
Thank you, brother. So, yeah, I appreciate it, man, just being patient with me. I know you're a busy man, and you're about to get on out here and get to the grind. So I don't want to hold you up for your money. But, yeah, again, just, you know, reach out to me if you got any questions or concerns.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Have a good day, man. Right, be safe.
Have a blessed day, bro.
Thanks, brother. You too, man. Mm-hmm. Peace. Mm-hmm.